It's time for your RateHarp Morning Brief, the pulse of Canada's mortgage and housing market. Brought to you by RateHarp.com, free, smart tools for buying, selling, refinancing, or renewing in Canada. Today's headline, Navigating the Evolving Landscape of Canadian Mortgages and Housing. Here's what you need to know. Rates today, as of June 3, 2026, the Canadian mortgage landscape is characterized by a diverse array of rates that can significantly impact both current homeowners and prospective buyers. The 5-year fixed mortgage rate is currently sitting at 4.73%, while the 3-year fixed rate is slightly lower at 4.6%. In contrast, the 5-year variable rate is considerably higher at 6.3%, which raises important considerations for borrowers weighing their options. The prime rate has climbed to 7.2%, and with a stress test rate of 6.73%, it's clear that lenders are maintaining a cautious approach in an uncertain economic climate. This spread between fixed and variable rates is particularly noteworthy. While fixed rates offer stability and predictability, making them an attractive option for many, the higher variable rates suggest that the market is currently pricing in a level of risk and uncertainty that borrowers must consider. For those contemplating a mortgage decision, it's crucial to weigh the potential benefits of locking in a fixed rate against the flexibility that variable rates can offer, especially in a fluctuating market. The choice between fixed and variable rates hinges on individual financial circumstances, market outlook, and risk tolerance. For buyers, understanding the implications of these rates is essential. A fixed-rate mortgage can provide peace of mind amid rising costs, while a variable-rate mortgage may offer lower initial payments but carries the risk of future rate hikes. With the current economic indicators, a strategic approach to selecting a mortgage type is key to ensuring long-term financial health. Bank of Canada and bond yields, the backdrop of Canadian monetary policy and bond yields, plays a significant role in shaping the mortgage landscape. The Government of Canada, GOC, yields, specifically the 5-year yield at 3.08% and the 3-year yield at 2.9%, are critical indicators for fixed mortgage rates. These yields have direct implications for lenders who typically base their mortgage pricing on the yields of government securities. As the bond yields fluctuate, they signal to lenders the cost of borrowing, ultimately influencing the rates offered to consumers. In a scenario where bond yields are increasing, as we have seen recently, it's likely that lenders will adjust their fixed mortgage rates upwards to maintain their profit margins. Conversely, should yields decline, there may be room for lower fixed rates, which can be beneficial for borrowers. Therefore, those looking to secure a mortgage should keep a close eye on bond market trends, as these movements often precede changes in mortgage rates. Monitoring bond yields is essential for anticipating shifts in mortgage rates and making informed borrowing decisions. The Bank of Canada's monetary policy will also play a pivotal role in shaping these dynamics. With the next interest rate update on the horizon, market participants are keenly aware of the potential consequences of any changes in policy. A hawkish stance may lead to further increases in borrowing costs, while a dovish approach could signal a more favorable environment for borrowers. Understanding this interplay is crucial for anyone involved in the mortgage market. Housing market. The Canadian housing market continues to exhibit mixed signals, reflecting both resilience and challenges. Recent reports indicate that home sales in the Greater Toronto Area, GTA, have seen a 6% increase in May, despite falling prices. This trend suggests a potential shift in buyer sentiment, where the allure of lower prices is drawing more buyers into the market. However, it's important to note that this uptick in sales still marks one of the slowest Mays in the past 25 years, indicating that while there is activity, the market remains cautious. In Calgary, the emergence of some of the most expensive neighborhoods has garnered attention, with local reports highlighting 5 areas that are currently commanding premium prices. This phenomenon underscores the ongoing demand for desirable locations, even in a broader market that is grappling with affordability issues. The dichotomy between high-value pockets and more affordable areas is becoming increasingly pronounced, with buyers having to navigate a complex landscape. Moreover, the Canadian Mortgage and Housing Corporation, CMHC, has recently pointed out that slashing development fees alone will not solve the pressing issue of housing affordability. This perspective aligns with the sentiment that the challenges facing the housing market are multifaceted and require comprehensive solutions. As we navigate through these complexities, it becomes clear that the landscape is not only about numbers and rates, but also about the broader socioeconomic factors at play. Regional roundup. In British Columbia, Vancouver is making headlines not just for its housing market, but also for quirky local news, such as a councillor adopting a 10-year-old dog known for chasing the SkyTrain. While this highlights the community's character, the housing market is still a focal point for many residents, with ongoing discussions about affordability and development. Moving to Alberta, Calgary's luxury market is making waves with reports detailing the five most expensive neighborhoods. This trend indicates that even amid a broader economic climate of uncertainty, there remains a strong appetite for high-end properties, suggesting a resilient segment within the housing market. In Ontario, the Greater Toronto Area is witnessing a notable increase in home sales, which, despite the backdrop of declining prices, signals a potential rebound in buyer interest. However, the market is still navigating challenges, with reports indicating that it is one of the slowest mays in recent history. This juxtaposition highlights the complexities of the current housing landscape. Overall, the regional variations in the housing market underscore the importance of localized strategies for buyers, sellers, and brokers. Understanding the nuances of each market can provide a significant advantage in making informed decisions in this ever-evolving landscape. What it means for buyers, sellers, and brokers. For buyers, the current mortgage rate environment presents both opportunities and challenges. The recent uptick in home sales in major markets like the GTA may indicate a favorable time to enter the market, especially as prices are falling. However, potential buyers should remain vigilant and conduct thorough research to understand how rising rates might impact their purchasing power. Sellers, on the other hand, must navigate a market that is still recovering from previous highs. The increase in sales may provide some optimism, but with prices falling, sellers should be prepared for negotiations and potentially lower offers than they might have anticipated. Crafting a compelling listing that highlights the property's unique features will be essential in attracting buyers. For brokers, the competitive landscape is evolving, particularly with technology playing a more prominent role in the industry. Firms like Tango Financial are pushing for innovations that go beyond just rate comparison, indicating a shift towards a more holistic approach to client service. Brokers should leverage these technological advancements to enhance their offerings and better serve their clients in a dynamic market. The interplay of current rates, market trends, and regional dynamics paints a complex picture for all stakeholders involved in the Canadian housing market. Staying informed and adaptable will be crucial as we continue to navigate this ever-changing landscape. Key takeaways. Buyers should carefully consider the implications of both fixed and variable mortgage rates in today's market. Sellers must be prepared for negotiations as home prices continue to fluctuate. Brokers should embrace technological advancements to enhance client service and remain competitive. That's your RateHeart Brief. Whatever your next move, buying, selling, refinancing, or renewing, it's all free at rateharp.com. See what you could save, set your dream rate with RateWatch, check what your home is worth, and talk to a licensed expert. Smart money stays informed. Until next time, I'm Marcin Migdal. Keep making sense of the Canadian market.